This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Moss Family Automotive Studio here at my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station in Tampa, Florida. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations on the weekend show all across America, as well as around the Caribbean and around the world and across the global aspects, too, because of the Internet and the satellite that we're on. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police. And don't forget the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check us out on our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things that are there, and you'll see what we see when we see it. All right, joining us right now in the weekend edition, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out with me asking you a question. You ready?
Yep.
Who is Kevin Kleinsmith?
Well, Captain, Kevin Kleinsmith is a former FBI lawyer, and he is part of this investigation with John Durham, U.S. Attorney John Durham. We are told that he will be pleading guilty to making false statements. Now, this is the first criminal case that's being brought out of Durham's investigation into the Russia probe and all of that, where we learned about the FISA courts and how all these FISA warrants got handed down. And Kleinsmith's particular aspect here is very, very important, because he is accused of altering an email that said that Carter Page was, quote, not a source for another government agency. However, Page has said that he was a source for the CIA. Now, one of the important aspects here is that the Department of Justice relied on this notion that he was not a source when they went in for their third and final renewal application in 2017 so that they could get the warrants to eavesdrop on Carter Page. So this is big time stuff.
And the key to this is when you said he was also working with the CIA. That brings John Brennan into this along with James Comey. And I will tell you that the criminal case that is arising from this review right now is going to be moving along in a manner to which there are other people involved. I am sure Mr. Kleinsmith is not going to take the fall for this, because this could put him in jail for many, many, many years. I'm sure that he's spilling the beans wherever and however he can, trying to make some sort of deal.
Well, this is how you build those cases. You know, and when Attorney General Barr said yesterday, when he talked about there was going to be a development, he said it wouldn't be quote-unquote earth-shattering, but it is certainly a significant development. And again, I think you're right. I think that this guy you know, has some other knowledge of things that went on. So he may be, turning a lot of that over to investigators. So this, you know, the old saying, the tip of the iceberg, I think this is it. Kleinsmith.
Yeah, it's a beginning, and we'll see where we go with this. And that's one down, and I don't know how many to go. Now, Joe Biden, who never was really all that, he's you'd call him a gaffe piece. Is that about accurate?
Yeah, the king of the gaffes. That's right, yeah.
Well, something got leaked out yesterday from the Obama camp from some of the insiders, and Obama reportedly said the following, and I quote, "Don't underestimate Joe's ability to blank things up."
Right. I saw this earlier today, and this is also very explosive, because this goes back, of course, through the primaries and so forth. And there's always been sort of that idea that the relationship there is not as great as people, I think, would like for it to be. And Obama's opinion of Biden from these reports, I think, could be significant in affecting that enthusiasm factor, because having Obama's endorsement, and by the way, Obama's endorsement of Hillary seemed to be much more, soaring. He had this big soaring endorsement of Hillary.
Speaking of Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary yesterday, Bill Maher, who's on HBO, and I don't know what the name of the program is, I don't watch it, but he did a show last night, and the news report that came out was Biden's campaign is a walking disaster, faring much worse than Hillary Clinton's was.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Bill Maher is, he's an interesting guy, and sometimes he'll say things. He's very far over on the liberal, part of the spectrum, obviously, but he, in many ways, sometimes tells it like it is. And so for him to say such a thing, I think, the Biden campaign would sit up and take notice of, because I don't think he's saying it lightly. And, that's right. Hillary Clinton, of course, but also Hillary was running, in a similar situation. The idea that, she's going to win. This is all kind of perfunctory. We have to kind of go through these motions. And now Biden, with the narrative that's being built up around him, I think it's a false narrative, but the idea that he's just going to waltz in and win, they're not really trying that hard in that sense.
Yep, and here comes the music. Got to take a break, folks. First break coming up here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. By the way, Stephen Colbert compared the political ideology of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to the Rockefeller Republicans. Wow, not even close, Stephen, not even close. I was around for that era, and they're not even remotely close.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed you are. And the Captain's America Third Watch, this segment brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, don't forget, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking. That's why I'm endorsing it. It works for me because of what's in it. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which lowers and even eliminates pain associated with your exercise and everyday activity, and it will go right to the source and alleviate the pain, 100% drug-free. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, which is part of the problem I have with arthritis, and it supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, you can try the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95, and you can get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or, if you prefer to call in your order, you can call 800-500-8384. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you so you get that special three-week price of $19.95. All right, back to the phone lines we go. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now we've got a caller, so I'm going to take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain, this is Mike in Clearwater again.
What's up?
Captain and Professor, isn't it kind of funny how, okay, when Obama was president, he basically used the IRS to go after conservative-leaning groups.
Yep.
There was no investigation. Nothing was ever brought up.
Nope.
Hillary Clinton, with the whole debacle with Benghazi and then the whole thing with setting up an email server in her house and transmitting classified information back and forth,
mm-hmm.
No stink was brought up about that. But yet President Trump, who did not engage in collusion and who did not do anything wrong, is being dragged through the mud. The Mueller investigation, the Russia investigation, it's sickening. The Democrats are guilty of way more wrongdoing than what the president ever has been, and it's just ridiculous to me how nothing's being said about that in the media or anywhere else.
Okay. All right, we'll comment about it unless you have something else you want to say.
Oh, no, that's it, Captain. I just wanted to hear what you all have to say.
Okay. Well, first, and thanks, Mike. And first of all, Kyle, the media is bought and paid for by the swamp. We'll get into that terminology again.
Mm-hmm.
The swamp owns the football in the swamp of Washington, D.C. There are more of them than there are us. That's just the way it is. Now, we can change that. Elections have consequences. We can change that. We need to vote the swamp dwellers that have been in there longer than God's had kittens. How's that? We need to vote them out and start over again with people that will do what we tell them we want to have done, period. And that's just where we have to start. And if we can't do that, then we're going to get the same old, getting the same results all over again.
Well, you're right, Captain. And we see the pushback that we're getting from the swamp, also
sure.
from the mainstream media. They're trying to get, poor Joe Biden across the finish line because they believe that, again, President Trump got elected. And this is when we really started seeing the intensity that the swamp can bring to bear. And so for the last 4 years, they have been actually demonstrating to the American people exactly what it will be like if they're able to sort of squash this sort of, lack of a better term, uprising and voting for someone like Donald Trump, who comes in and isn't beholden to the swamp and is actually doing the things that he thinks is right for this country. And they just absolutely can't take it.
And before we move on to our next little topic we're going to talk about here, I just want to point out an example of what he's saying. First of all, Kamala Harris is about as hard left as you can get, right? And you're the guy that lives in California that knows about it, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, but yet they're trying to make her sound like a moderate, and she's like a Rockefeller Republican. And does anybody other than me remember what they did to Sarah Palin?
Oh, yeah, it's just night and day.
Now, you talk about destroying somebody. She was on the same footing, the female version of Donald Trump, because they didn't want anything to do with her. They knew she was a populist. They knew the people were buying into what she was selling, just like Donald Trump. They want him gone. They realize that they're going to lose their utopia, their money, all the graft, all the corruption. They realize all that's going to go. That's what's going on.
Well, sure. Yeah, and I remember one of the people from ABC News sort of looking down his glasses, looking over his glasses at Sarah Palin during an interview and just, very contemptuous treatment of her. And, she wasn't hailed as a pioneer or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
She was just fodder for the media.
Now, I want the people across the country to pay close attention to what I'm about to say. Joe Biden is a liar. Kamala Harris is a liar. And they are now trying to attempt to steal some of the accomplishments of the Trump administration by using the words, well, when Barack and I were in office, we did that for 8 years. Okay, well, the Israeli ambassador took notice and offense to what Joe Biden had to say when he tried to take claim for the United Arab Emirates Israeli deal, and the Israeli ambassador said that is an absolute outright lie.
Isn't that something? And you're right. Biden went out and tried to essentially,
take credit for
getting this historic, really earth-shattering development in the Middle East. Try to take credit for it by saying, yeah, the Obama-Biden administration, helped out with this, set the stage for it. But in reality, Captain, whatever they were trying to get done back then actually dates back to 2002 when mm-hmm. Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah suggested this particular peace plan.
Yeah, and who was president?
Well, back in 2002.
George W. Bush, go ahead.
Right, yeah. And one of the things that they were calling for, or multiple things they were calling for, is that Israel would have to withdraw from the Golan Heights. They'd also have to get out of biblical Judea and Samaria. They would have to give up East Jerusalem. That was all part of that plan. But this plan, Captain, they didn't have to give up any of those things.
No.
And so really for Biden to come out and say this is really, really trying to stretch it, obviously. But they're glomming onto this, Captain, because they know that, hey, Trump is being successful. If we could try to, I don't know, steal some of that, maybe people will think that we're just as good as Trump. This is a classic thing in advertising when you're trying to say, oh, our product is just as good as that product. Nope, I don't think people buy that.
And this is what my friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel, Army Lieutenant Colonel James Carafano said. He's now a foreign policy expert at the Heritage Foundation, specializes in the Middle East. He said, Thursday's announcement of a historic peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, the first deal to normalize relations between Israel and an Arab nation brokered by the U.S. in over a quarter century, is more evidence that President Trump is the first president in a long time to get U.S. Middle East policy more right than wrong. We now know that President Trump, back in December of 2016, just before he took the office of president, was talking about trying to get something like this done.
Well, absolutely. I think he came in with an ambitious agenda. And again, this is the Trump factor. President Trump is the person who gets things done. He doesn't understand, I'm sure, it just doesn't compute to him why nothing can get done in Washington, ever, for 25 years. Again, mm-hmm. like you said, back it was 1994 when Jordan made peace with Israel. And so, but he just doesn't get it, because in the real estate business, he has to get things built, he's got investors, he has to get the thing up and running, and you solve problems. But in Washington, the problems are there for you to get more political clout, like we see the Democrats doing with the stimulus thing, for example. So when President Trump came into office, he was just ready to get things done, and this is the fruition of it.
Now, little Dr. Fauci is in the news again, because little Dr. Fauci is now approving of the in-person voting, which could possibly shake up the mail-in ballot debate, because he's coming out and saying, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with voting in person.
Yeah, and this is really something to see that. And, of course, he did talk about, you know, there are certain protocols that people would follow. But he actually he gave an example, Captain, that we've talked about and callers have talked about, and that is, hey, we can go to the grocery store, we can go to the big box home improvement store, why can't we go stand there and vote? And he actually used that example. You go to a grocery store, he says. You go to a grocery store now in many regions and counties, and they're doing it correctly. They have X's every 6 or more feet, he says. And so, really, this is going to shoot down the whole thing the Democrats are trying to do, or at least it's going to begin to deflate that balloon, because Dr. Fauci is supposedly following the science of it all.
By the way, there was an article that came out yesterday about the worst-run city in the United States. Do you know where it was?
Where was that?
New York.
New York, wow.
Thank you, Billy de Blasio.
No kidding.
Yep, and by the way, they still got trash sitting out in the streets right now, folks. Trash sitting out in the streets because they took $100,000 away from the sanitation department, and part of that was money that was used to pick up the trash not once a week, twice a week. Now they got trash lined up in the street. Way to go, Billy de Blasio. What a moron. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly voted against the United States resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo against Iran. The 13-year embargo will now expire in mid-October, allowing Iran to buy and sell conventional weapons without UN restrictions. The embargo was first formed in 2007, well before the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran was forged by the United States, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union. That deal, which created the October 2020 expiration of the embargo, gives Iran relief from economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the vote in a statement, writing, "The Security Council's failure to act decisively in defense of international peace and security is inexcusable." The White House now has options: pursue an increasingly hard line against Iran or forge a compromise with European allies. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance Company. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host, and your local GEICO office or the GEICO website can help you find coverage for anything that you own, the car that you're driving, the truck that you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV. Maybe you've even got homeowners or renters insurance you want to have checked too. You can get a policy checkup and see if they can save you money by going to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. So go on over there, check it out, tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. You had a question?
I did. We were talking during the break, and I wanted to ask you about this. Is this really right, the cancellation of the 9/11 memorial where they have the lights going up into the sky for 9/11?
Unfortunately, it is correct, and here's what's going on. According to Bill de Blasio and his health department in New York City, oh, my God, we can't have a large group of people, because they get several thousand people that come to that every year. Oh, we can't have this large group of people there congregating around the World Trade Center. Oh, people are going to come down with it, this, that, and the other. Okay, He's calling it a liability issue as well as a health issue, but unfortunately, this is more of the same that we're getting. And I'm going to tell you something. To my brothers in blue up there, to my brothers in red, to my brothers in green up there, and I'm talking about the firefighters, the police department, and the EMS, I would tell Bill de Blasio to go stick it. I'd go have my normal ceremony down there at the World Trade Center at the monument that they have there, the pond and the flowers they throw in and the names all around and all that. I would go there and do that, and there isn't one single police officer in New York City that would stop them from doing that.
Well, I agree. I mean, but this is just seems to be such taking away something that's so emotionally so important to so many people, Captain, don't you think?
Well, it is, and it's a traditional healing thing every year because everybody remembers September 11th that was around when what happened. Everybody remembers what happened, and this is all part of the healing process. And being with people that were there, being with relatives that shared the same experience, et cetera, survivors and all that, it's just something that's a necessary, something that's necessary that has to be done. And I'm telling you again, Bill de Blasio, okay, this is another reason why that guy has got to go. They can't recall people in New York State, but they can sure as hell impeach them. So, get going on it.
Right. And again, I guess you can have protests with people that mostly aren't wearing masks and going every which direction.
If they're liberals.
If that's right. But you can't have the 9/11.
Well,
remembrance.
I would defy if I was a surviving a relative of someone from 9/11 or a survivor themselves, because a lot of those guys, this is their last hurrah when they get to go there, and the bell ringing and the reading of the names and all that. I participated in that on the 10th anniversary. This is something that I'm just telling you, if they went and they said, screw it, we're going to go do it, nobody would bother them.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
If Bill de Blasio was stupid enough to do it, you know something? They might load him on a garbage barge and send him out to sea. I'm serious. I mean, yeah. this is serious stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. No, it is. It's absolutely. And it just incenses me, and I'm sure a lot of people out there as well.
Oh, well, I could be very livid over it, but I'm just kind of keeping a low key a little bit here to see what happens, because I think that something is going to change there real quick. That is not something that's popular by any stretch of the imagination. Now, I want to go to California for a minute. The Ninth Circuit Court, in a very unusual move, overturned California's ban on high-capacity magazines.
That's right. They did do that, and this, of course, being hailed by Second Amendment proponents, obviously. But what it was is that they were trying to limit the amount of rounds in a clip, basically, and they wanted to limit it to 10, I believe.
Well, you're calling it something it's not. It's a magazine. It's
magazine.
Not a clip.
Yeah, magazine. You're right.
Yeah, you want a clip? Go get a clip and put it on your money belt.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is President Trump is sitting, waiting to push out the virus aid that's there, ready to go. The Democrats don't want to talk about anything less than $2 trillion. It's actually $2.4 trillion, down from $3.4 trillion. The Republicans have said, I'll meet you somewhere in the middle of that, but we're not going to give you everything you want. So instead, the president is saying that the Democrats are still holding it up as they are. They don't care. They're going to take this into September anyway, because what's the Congress doing right now?
Well, Congress is out. They're not even around.
They're on their vacation, yeah. So they can campaign for their campaigns.
That's right. That's right.
And again, I tell the people, and I'm telling you again, if these people that are in Congress aren't doing the job, if they're not doing the job, and they're not bringing home the bacon, as they say in the business, vote them out and start over.
Well, exactly right. It's the idea of cleaning house. And again, that's the idea that Trump brought in. And I think there's ample evidence, Captain, that the voters are taking all this very, very seriously. Unless it's some kind of a narrative sort of poll, type of thing that we're going to hear about in the mainstream media, the American people, I think, are really done with literally just the obstructionism, that government can't even do really anything at all that President Trump is trying to get done because the Democrats continue to hold it up. Now they're holding up the stimulus package because they want stuff that doesn't even have anything to do with you know, helping the COVID situation.
Now, Joe Biden yesterday, I saw some of his new ads that came out. He's pushing the national mask mandate really hard. He thinks that that's a winning issue. I don't think so, but we'll see. And he also promoted the mail-in voting, and he took a swipe at Florida and our primary ballot that we had down here. He didn't particularly care for the way the primary ballot was set up. Well, big deal. You don't live here, Joe. Keep your nose out of it.
Right. Well, Captain, what I'm seeing in terms of these reports about the post office is that, number one, people are having all kinds of trouble with the post office right now. Not trying to have any dig on the people who deliver the mail, but the post office itself is having a lot of problems.
They're cutting back on their service. For example, the machines that they use to sort the ballots, okay, which is a special type of machine, mm-hmm. they're cutting back on those machines because they can't afford to keep them because they can't pay the people the money they need to have to do it.
Right. Right.
And the other thing is, and this is what they do every year, this is what I was talking about when I say I know a little bit about the post office. They just turned around and they're putting out a bid for $6.3 billion worth of brand new vehicles. That traditional little postal truck, which has been around since 1994, is going by the wayside, and they're going to get an electric vehicle. That's their preference. They're going to try to get an electric mail vehicle similar to that. Could look like a Dodge Ram, could look like a Jeep, could look like, get this, a vehicle just developed in Turkey. There's actually a Turkish manufacturer involved in this. If they buy a U.S. mail truck made in Turkey, I think it's time to get rid of the post office.
Wow. Well, exactly. And they're saying things, Captain, like, we can't guarantee that ballots would arrive on time to be counted. I mean, how many days or weeks, would it be?
We found ballots down here in Florida that were left by mailboxes, left out in front of polling places. People brought them and just left them there. They were unsecured. They weren't sealed and none of that sort of stuff. And guess what? By law, you can't count them.
Right, exactly.
Once you break the chain of custody, you can't count those ballots.
Well, that's right. But in this environment, I would guarantee you, if the situation were reversed and the Democrats didn't want
they would
be shooting down anything the Trump administration would say about.
And your state of California is the worst because they can count ballots that come in the mail up to 16 days after the election's over.
Yeah, can you imagine?
That is not right.
Nope. And now, did you know Hillary Clinton is telling people to take their cell phones into the voting booth and take a picture of their vote?
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. That's illegal in many states across the country, and I believe it's about 25 or 30 of the states. You can't have a camera and take a picture of anything inside a polling place.
Well, that's very interesting. But I'm just wondering, again, the desperation meter must be going off the charts. And what are they preparing for? Are they preparing to not
lawsuits.
Accept the lawsuits to not accept the election?
Mm-hmm. They are. They've got, I heard they have 500 or 600 attorneys right now that are going through training to be scattered around the countryside in different areas where they expect to be able to have problems to where they're going to challenge. And they're going to challenge over anything.
Yep. I would imagine. Yep.
Yeah. So that's what's going to happen. And again, you talk about, well, Donald Trump's not going to accept the results, so do we get the military to take him out? No. This is Hillary Clinton on steroids, still with the Democratic Party. Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for the weekend. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I hope everybody's having a great weekend. I hope you got lots of great things lined up to do. And I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And that's our New Jersey cowgirl that's now living in Georgia. So now she's a Georgia cowgirl, Donna Fiducia, good friend. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by your pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out. They've got some really great things going on there. And become a member of the Drivers Club, too. All righty. Well, we're going to go eastbound and down, and we're loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are first in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go And a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just Quattro Bandit Run.
Alrighty, there they go. Off to the east, you got old Fred in the front seat sitting up there just trying to stick his nose up on the dash and see what's going on. Smokey chasing them. And, of course, then you got old Frog up front with the bandits. And there you go. And, Kyle, I'm bringing you in here. Now, folks, severe storms and heavy rains are likely in the upper Midwest today and plains throughout this evening. A long-duration heat wave is going to build across the west again through next week with excessive heat watches and warnings in effect from the southwest to the northwest, and that's unusual. In the meantime, two tropical storms. Tropical Storm Josephine is forecast to pass well north of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands this weekend. It's going to stay out to sea, while Tropical Storm Kyle is forecast to move quickly away from land this weekend. It's offshore right now about New York, New Jersey way, but it's headed out into the ocean. See you later, Kyle. Speaking of Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, out west, we are having a heat wave, that's for sure. And especially in the Southern California areas, American Southwest, Arizona, and so forth. Again, triple-digit weather is going to be impacting most of the region, and we understand that this heat wave could be the longest-running and most severe heat wave that we've seen in about 10 years. And that is contributing, Captain, to the rolling blackouts that are now happening in California. We're told it will be happening throughout the state. We understand it's already been happening earlier today on Friday, but we understand that some of them may come back on Saturday, depending as people crank up the AC and the power grid begins to buckle under that. So people have to be prepared. If you're going to be in these very, very high temperature regions, if your power goes out, have a plan, especially because of the elderly and the others who might have special reaction to excessive heat. You need to be ready, have some kind of plan for that. But as we move through the Southwest, of course, we've got excessive heat in Phoenix, also in Tucson. Right now in Palm Springs, it's about 102 degrees last I saw, and it's almost midnight in Palm Springs. And that heat, Captain, is continuing to impact these fires that we have going on in California. We've got the Lake Fire, burned about 17,500 acres. Last I heard, about 15% contained, but they've been having a lot of spot fires. 21 structures, 5 were homes, have already been destroyed by that fire. And get this, the Azusa Fire, it's burned about 1,500 acres, and of course it stays up to about 80 degrees at night for this particular fire, I believe. They're looking for a suspect. The suspect is said to be violent. He has a history of criminal activity. And so they are looking for this person who they think might have set that fire. Then in Corona, it looks like that fire has burned about 50 acres. But the map is red, red, red all over the west as we go up through the California Central Valley into Oregon and Washington State. Almost all this area covered either by heat advisories, excessive heat watches, or fire weather warnings. And the same can be said for southern Idaho as we go down the 15 freeway into Utah, down through Ogden, Salt Lake City, and Provo, all the way down the 15 to the Arizona border, I should say. And over in Colorado, Captain, air quality alert covering most of the state, of the northern part of the state, all the way from Grand Junction, all the way through Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, Aurora, and Centennial, and that has to do with wildfire smoke as well. So if you're in the West, it's time to turn on the air conditioner and get cool.
Now, I got a question. You talk about Azusa in California, and I remember Azusa as having a world-famous nursery there that sold everything from plants to trees to bushes to shrubs to you name it. Are they affected by any of this?
I haven't seen anything directly addressing that, so unfortunately I just don't know, but it is out in the Azusa Hill area and so forth, so it's quite possible if it's part of that nursery, but it's covered about 1,500 acres, but as far as I can tell from the news reports, it looks like it's in pretty uninhabited California Hills type region.
All righty. Well, let's go down into further east of the Rockies. And, of course, North Dakota looking pretty good. South Dakota looking pretty good. Same for Nebraska. Same for Kansas. Oklahoma, southeastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma coming up out of the Metroplex, Dallas down in near I-35. You've got some high heat advisories there. Now, in the Metroplex, Dallas itself, there's going to be some really warm temperatures, 100-plus degree weather down there, down towards San Antonio, if you're on I-35, if you're on I-20, if you're on I-10 coming out of Houston, you're going to have warm weather all the way across to pretty much halfway across Texas tonight. And then the northwestern corner of Louisiana, as well as the southeastern corner of, southwestern corner of Arkansas, you're going to have some warm temperatures over there. Now, up in Minnesota, north of the Twin Cities and south of the Twin Cities, we've got some rain, scattered rain in there. Over in Wisconsin, to the east of, this is along I-94, you've got some scattered showers there. You've got some unsettled weather conditions with some flood watches and warnings down around Madison and in that area of Wisconsin over towards Green Bay. And then we do have rain, and we do have some flash flood watches in effect for the eastern third of Kentucky, the southern third of Ohio, most of West Virginia, east of the central part of the state, east of Charleston and up towards Pennsylvania, over towards Maryland, the western part in the hilly and mountainous areas of Virginia, and the mountainous areas, Piedmont Triangle, and up towards Virginia in North Carolina. So that's what we got looking for weather there. And again, Tropical Storm Kyle is a ways off the coast of Jersey and New York, headed out into the Atlantic Ocean. There might be some rip currents up in there. And, of course, Josephine is long gone, so not even close to the U.S., nor is it going to be. But that's what the weather looks like tonight, Kyle, and it looks like you got the worst of it when it comes to the heat out there in the West.
That's right. We understand this could go on for a week to 10 days.
Uh-huh.
And so, again, it's that idea of the rolling blackouts in California could be pretty problematic.
Yeah, now let me remind everybody about the pilots and Flying J's. Now, if you go into a pilot travel center, you are more than apt to find an Arby's or a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, I might add, with their complete menu and their ice cream. You could find a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, or a Wendy's there, too. And, of course, the Flying J's have always got the Denny's or the Huddle House or the Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on where you're at. Some of the Flying J's will also have a Dunkin' Donuts if you're up in the north and north. East, New York, Indiana, New Hampshire. In the case of New York and Indiana, it's pretty much just when they're close by the toll roads is where you'll find maybe a Dunkin' Donuts along with a nice sit-down restaurant there, too. You jump off the exit right there by the New York Thruway, for example, and you got a nice Flying J there in western New York, and as well as over towards the New York, eastern New York and Massachusetts line, that corner of Connecticut, too, I might add. So, make sure you check them out and become a member of the Drivers Club, because you can get all kinds of things, points for buying fuel there. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. That's all there is to it. All righty. We are coming back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle will be back with us. And I'm going to start talking about more things in the offing here. President Trump said he's willing to give the $25 million to the United States Postal Service to help them out, but the Democrats have got to agree to something that he's got there and back off on some of their ridiculous stuff. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout. And the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.